probably over around 10 on Sunday morning. My Sunday morning is supposed to open at 10. So I opened by 9:30 because I had to clean up and everything. About 11 o'clock, three young gentlemen walked in and calling Ty. The guy was so tired of choking and then had on a coat and had his button and it was in July. I looked at him and I already was there.
Yeah.
I was sitting there and I walked all around there. What can I do for them? Yeah, let's do it. Let's sit there. I'm flooding up, I want to tell you. And wasn't going to church.
Yeah.
And then I was about to faint.
Now that's in Miami. Well, they're not as bad as that around here, I'll say.
Before the cold off, it get hot.
Yeah.
But they had their coat and collar and tie on, had the coat button up to tell it wasn't used to a suit.
I remember.
Yeah, I seen people in church pull the coats off, it get hot.
Yeah.
So it was Labor Day. Everybody gone. So I was sitting there in the window looking. White lady passed her wool suit.
What?
Her wool suit. Looked up for me. So I walked out on the street to watch where she went. She went in the store next door. So I went on over there. No, my eyes wasn't fooling me. That wool suit for me a minute.
Uh-huh.
I walked on by and I looked at the suit. Pure wool. Had a pole button. Had a long sleeve blouse. I went back to the money. When I got to see everything, not how to do it. Well, after a while, here a lady come in. She had on a suit and a big overcoat. I looked at her. I said, must be snowing where you come from. I know it is. I said, why? I said, you have to be. No, it's not snowing. I said, well, how to do it? You dress like it's snowing outside of home. I said, no way in the world I wear that many clothes in wintertime. Not down this part of the country.
Yeah.
So I was a little cool when I left the house. I said, I wouldn't have been no little cool as I've been hot all night and all day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, you was not out in the air like I am. I said, that wind ain't blowing out there that hard. And then it was so hot out there, you could see heat waves from the street.
Mm-hmm.
And she had on a suit and a great big overcoat.
And did. Yeah. I think she was cool.
Something else, you get out there and get breakfast fat. Well, you say cool then.
Right.
But long as you ain't used to the sun and don't get out and get breakfast fat, you faint out there.
Yeah. Too hot.
On the farm, I still do, but by me sucking in my head and I have high blood, I can't work out in the sun now. Not like I used to.
Yeah.
I used to get out and work from sun up to sundown 6 days a week. And that old sister there, she used to drop plants for my sister and I.
Oh.
Everybody else be tooted along. My sister had one rush out there at the other, and that old sister was dropping tools. And the other get to the end of the week to the end.
Yeah.
And she's had no trouble out of her. One day we was working with John McCray.
Mr. John McCray.
We get in the middle of the field and throw him fight. He go, I'm going to run you devils out the field. And Mr. John, my hand's cold. I got to warm my hand. We waiting on another crew catch up song. I do that to keep them helping anybody.
Uh-huh.
And we get out there in the field and line them up and be an extra sickle.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather get me a rowing to be the extra one. Because them that you go to help up, he going to stop.
He's going to stop.
If you think I'm lying, you'd be working in the field with somebody and let him get behind. And you get out your road and you turn around and hit him out.
Yeah.
He don't move all out that spot from where you saw him at and you got on his road.
Yeah.
If you got on anything,
kind
of
hit. He'll stop.
He's so weird.
And for a while, we call him Bullman.
Bullman.
And boy, he.
That long out here?
4 miles.
Well,
Oh,
he's
a rough customer away. So in 16, I didn't go to work that Monday. That Tuesday, I went from the corner, so this is
Ain't nobody can hide nobody. My sister told me, she said, better go around the house and fix breakfast and eat and have fun today. I said, I'm going to work this morning if I take me a job. So ain't nobody going out the bull man. I ain't know the man was standing behind me. I said, bull man, they call me bull woman. I said, he can't cause a damn bit louder and damn bit stronger than I can. I said, he can't run no faster than I can. He can't fight no better than I can. So he said, there's my truck parked right over there. I think I want you to go to work today. Got out there, I worked about an hour. He called me. Come here, bull woman. You know what I want you to do? I said, no, I don't. Let's go for the bull. You going with me for 2 weeks? No. He said, I want you to be the field farmer. Thank you. That evening, he told me, so I want you to take everybody's name down that you want to come back and don't want the money this afternoon. I don't need it. If them you don't want to come back, pay them off. Well, I worked out that all that week because I had to come home that Saturday. Mama was sick. Well, that Thursday, there was a gal. She was from Hillside Dame's house up there behind. The bull man called me, bull gal. Uh-huh. Yep, doesn't back him up. We got on the road, and that car had to go to the bushes. When she come back out the bushes, we had done met up to where she was. No sooner we turned right on the road, she went to the bushes. So I told her, come on up here. That's now, take the road out. I said, when you get through, I said, we're going over to the other field. When we got out, she hadn't moved too far from where she was when we caught her roll up with that one. We hope on out. She told me she worried about a baby was sick. Got over another field. We wasn't doing nothing but pulling dirt up the cucumbers where the wind was blowing them over. We couldn't thin them. Well, she started at on the end, that's where she was, and we got to the other end to hope everybody's else out. Bull man said, bull girl, look behind you. As I said, I'm waiting till the truck get round, bus road. When the bus get round, I said, I got news for that. If you the boss. So some, another man, he came out there, I just ready for night check. He said, I see you got one of my hands out here, bull man. He said, yeah, so she wanted to come to work, and I wanted her to work. But night check said, you got a good one to work. He said, yeah, so she was just arguing about one of her hands back there. So I ain't got nothing to do with myself. She balls out here. So we stood there and we talked. And anyway, she do. She get there. And she skipped by force and held the door down.
Yeah.
She pulled that up with one hand here and skipped by and held the door.
Yeah.
Well, I looked up and I told the boy, he's just going to ask, well, turn on this real hand. Look back behind. He said, who is that back out anyhow? I said, just turn on the roof. I was begging for her. She comes inside and went there. I said, see the bush on? I said, when it get right around right and park, I said, you don't get on it, please, man. I need the work. I said, no, I said, honey, get on the bus. So I called Bullman. I said, hey, Bullman, what time you got? It was 10:30. I said, that's all I want to know. Go get on the bus, baby. He started getting on the bus that evening. She asked Bullman, could she go back out there to work that evening? She said, call Bullgirl and ask her. She said, yeah, you can go to work. She said, no, you got to stay on the bus. So time to go home this evening. I said, no, honey. I said, I think you sick instead of the baby. I said, I think you better stay on the bus. So I ain't got no money to pay your doctor bill.
Yeah.
And that next morning, we didn't care back either.
Yeah.
But what went on? We was working at the bathroom. No man would come out there. Joe? I want to tell you that. Joe? How it is? Get your crew and go to such and such place and do such and such a thing. The crew was already there. Y'all go with Joe. She'll show you what to do sometime now, and people don't know what you be talking about in that wall. And... but I'm gonna see you in the moment next several days. He just come back, tell her what to do, go on.
Uh-huh. Now, that's the same man down there?
Oh, Bone Member used to farm with in Newberry.
Oh, in Newberry?
Boy, when we was working on the back, he'd come out there. Oh, now, he just figured, from the time that we started, my sister and I, we started working for him. We moved on the place the last 44. From the time we moved on the place until we all left there, he figured that we knew everything. He never to come out there and show us like a lot of people.
He didn't show me.
He'd come by, adjust the boat gun, I want y'all to do certain things, certain place. Him and his black old gun. When time comes to start gathering the bath or topping or supping or something, if he come out and the crew there, he tell them, well, y'all go on down the field, the girls will show you what to do.
But did you all know Sue's folks over there? What's her name? What's her parents? Oh. That was her grandmama that stole the milk and butter, threw it around in the buggy.
And Sue
got his car, and then Sue went with him.
Oh, yes.
Or with her.
Huh?
And she was spoiled.
Sue was spoiled?
She was spoiled, was I?
Yeah. But she don't act it now, does she?
She was spoiled when she was little.
She ain't spoiled now.
I thought she was little.
Where did that happen when you were talking about that son is on the handle? How'd you say that, Joe? I've forgotten that. Never heard that before. is that an old saying?
What was
that? About sons on the handle. Don't you know you're waiting 11 o'clock?
Hangar.
Son was getting
in the hangar.
In the hangar.
Hangar.
In the hangar. Oh, the son was getting in the hangar.
The leg is supposed to go by the sun to knock off 12 o'clock.
Yes.
The leg is supposed to be straight up there. We're gonna get right along now and never move.
Yes.
The leg will be 3 hours for to move again. Get in the hangar then, and in the evening time. We get right back over here, that's cold in here.
Over next
and wouldn't move on line for nothing. It's getting on there about 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it'll stay there, look like 50 hours, be in the hangar then.
Yeah.
Every time you look up, it's still in the same spot.
In the hangar.
And just about time for it to knock off, it moves just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's one moving out the hangar when I get right down there and go on. My old man here tickled me.
Where was that?
Right there, Trenton.
Oh.
He had walked along there just as nice hanging. All day long, we would have talked. I'd have told him to leave out there at the barn or leave it home. Well, I no singing, no talking, no laughing out on my job.
Oh, this actually happens over there.
Mm-hmm.
Over around Trenton.
I looked at it. I was good by 11 o'clock. I'm looking for the sun. My son, I'm getting in the hangar now. He look at me. I'm gone. In the evening time, I look at him. Well, my son, I'm getting in the hangar. Now, this white man's son going down, and mine going to rise the record. He'll turn red, and he'll leave out the field. If he going to fire you. Well, he had me. I was fired looking for a job. Looking for a job. I ain't somebody in there. Well, I don't know about a job. It ain't slavery time. Start talking. Well, I asked one day, about 2 or 3 days later. He said, Joe, what's wrong? What you mean by the sun getting in the hangar? I said, well, it is in the hangar. I was going to get right up there. I said, hang up. Won't move. I went around over there. It's in the hangar.
It hangs up and won't move.
Won't move. They look at me, all of them look at me like I'm crazy. He said, what you mean about this here white man's son going down, your son picking a ride? I said, well, you waiting by this son here, from sun up to sun down. I said, the moon got to be my son.
Uh-huh.
I said, when your son go down my rise, I said, I can do anything I want by my son. Yes, the time I knock on him, I get back.
You can go out on that road and go anywhere you want to go.
I said, nobody bought me by my son. And he started letting us talk out there, sing out there, laugh out there, all we wanted. He was the best man to wait for them.
Is that right?
You can break from him.
Can you?
He said, oh, yeah, you can easy broke.
Is that right?
This young man, Mr. Natchek, I was telling you about, told Bull Man about, was a good worker. He didn't want to laugh and talk on his field. Therefore, man, first morning I went out there to work.
You can easy broke.
Is that right?
This young man, Mr. Natchek, I was telling you about, told Bull Man about, was a good worker. He didn't want to laugh and talk on his field. Therefore, man, first morning I went out there to work. My sister Ann and I was laughing. All right, y'all girls can leave, all of you all. All of you to hear this. Leave it laughing and talking up here on the truck until 12 o'clock. I always told me you hand the line of mouth easy, easy until you get it out. Because if it's nasty, you might bite it off. You can leave it talking up here on the truck. I didn't know how to leave my tongue up there. I can't pull my tongue out of my mouth and leave it there on the truck. So I bet you I want to leave my tongue nowhere tomorrow. I kept on that evening. I done got tired and hot and mad. And I said something to somebody. And he come talking about, told you I said, man, let me tell you one damn thing. When you hired me this morning, so I was fine looking for a job. And I'm still fine looking for a job. I said, all you want is a day's work. I said, I think I'm giving you a day's work. I said, I tell you what, I said, you just give my two quarters, now let me go home. He looked at me and turned around and went on back out the field. Ain't said another word. That next morning, he was on the corner. So I stand up there and say, you going back out there where you were? I said, no, it's because I can't talk out there. He said, you guys can talk all you want to. Get on truck. He said, I find that's still more work when you talk than you do when you don't talk. You know what I'm saying? You mean to tell me you cussed that man? I said, I'm the only customer I said, I fired him. I said, this is his job, ain't mine. I said, you let him don't pay me when payday comes. I said, he do to pay me every night anyhow. I said, I ain't gonna work no damn more than he pay me every night. So he told me if I get on the truck last morning. I said, you gonna pay me tonight? I didn't put your girl who wants your money every night. I said, you be done played over it all day. I said, let me play over it all night. If I work on installment plans, there I work when I knock off barely my money. So that evening when we knocked off, so it was all lined up, it was well fine, he paid us all the money.
Is that right?
Yeah, he paid us every evening.
Now where was that?
4 miles. Now some of them don't pay off every evening if you work on regular farm.
Yeah.
But if you just catching days work, pay off every evening.
But when was you down there?
I was 11 down there when she got sick. I worked on the farm in over a year now. My head and blood won't allow me to work out there in that sun.
Too much sun, too much stooping. That stooping don't help either.
Don't get too much stooping now, unless you pick a cucumber or something like that.
Yeah.
Because mostly they planted steak tomatoes, they were planting ground tomatoes on the parts where I was mixed so bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what got Miss Bootsy, all that stooping up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This month. Yeah, Lady came out here on day 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And signed up.
Mm-hmm.
See, the reason why the her check will start so soon as on the pot, so they already have age and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't but just a few questions that she had to find out on the pot. Her mother was sick, so she told her to look for a check around the temple this month.
Oh, that'd be nice. They pay her $40 a month, too, to take care of you?
$10 a week.
Yeah. Is that right? Mm-hmm. There's Culpepper.
Mm-hmm. $10.
Second one in the hospital, we had to pay the first $40 in the hospital.
Yeah.
If she had been getting her old age assistant, we wouldn't have had to pay nothing. Not even had to pay for her medicine. So the fifth of this month, she's going to mail her medicine card to the drugstore.
Down here.
Mm-hmm. So after the fifth, all her medicine, we wanted to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to go back to the hospital and wanted to pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking off her Social Security check, but it's Medicare. They're going to add that back on the welfare. I'll pay that $3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we got to pay Dr. Daly $50 before they are paid for the Medicare will pay the doctor bill. So I'm going to get in touch with Ms. Carl Pepper and see if the welfare will pay that doctor $50.
Mm-hmm.
After done, we just got to scrape it up the best way we can.
That's right, smart scrape.
That's a big scrape.
That's a big scrape, yeah. Dr. Daly.
Dr. I.A. Daly.
And all you had to do was go over there and you'd fuss with you a little bit. And
now, where you going, little short? I don't know what see you till you get sick. Now, that ain't the way, Doc. Well, go on there and sit down before you fall. I look like you're about to fall. I ain't going to wait on you. I'm just going to let you sit down and rest. You go on back there and wash your hand and come back. Get up there on the table. I might look at you. No good and well, you fix it down and see what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Get school. Get my medicine. Well, come back soon such a time. Yeah. Well, I'll see you next time you get sick. He was out of see me either, unless he went to somebody's house and I'd be there.
Huh.
He had an office in Reddit. His nurse was named Jane. Sometimes she wouldn't be there, and he'd have a patient that need help, and I'd be passing. Come here, little shorty. What you want, Doc? How your nerves this morning? My nerves, all right, ain't nothing wrong with my nerves. Come on in here, I got a little job for you. Women have little babies there, and they talk about nerves. They can't stand to see their baby take a shot or nothing. Go to that whole little devil until he pants like a bear. I said, I can stand to see something be done to a baby long as happening. But if it ain't happening, now I can't stand to see nobody do nothing to him. I could have stopped that easily. All I had to do was set her down in my lap and shake her a time or two. She stopped.
He learned pretty fast.
She know what that meant.
Now that's over with Dr. Daly.
No, they all take him to a school nurse, didn't
you? Oh, I see.
But it was a funny thing. I was a child. I love your white sand. They couldn't stop me from eating it.
Eating it?
And every time Dr. Daly come in the neighborhood, somebody's house, they were sick. He had to come up on the hill to me. And if then nobody come and tell him, he said, well, I guess I'll go on by and see little shorty. 9 out of 10, I'd be sick too.
Just eating, just love that white sand.
The love of that white sand.
Uncle Buddy. Now, he didn't have to scold you but once.
He whipped me one time. He whipped me one time. He whipped me no more. All my whippings come from old folks and that old lady right there and right there. So he'd get tired of whipping me and tell him to whip that girl. Didn't whip me either.
Yeah.
If he said don't whip me, they didn't whoop me. Or if they whoop me, he told them not. When he leave that house, I get out there on that porch. Gal, put that snuffing out there. I'll go out down the orange tree. Oh, I got a hit old man out of the, oh, I'd be baptized in. What's the matter, baby? Come in, tell Father. Stop crying now and tell me. They whooped me. Whoop you by what? What you told me not to whoop me by? Come on, man. Did I tell you to whoop this gal? You ain't doing nothing wrong, that old hard-headed young. I told you to whoop, and I meant not to whoop. They get out of his way, too. That's why they get out of his way. Or he get that old shotgun that walk into the dick. And he raised him some sand. He didn't care who it was.
He got his shotgun down.
Get that old shotgun, you better move. He bleeds in that shotgun, that walking stick.
Yeah, and the walking stick.
See, he walk on stick all the time.
Yeah.
And he get to hop around on that walking stick, you better move. Old and young and play it off better. And I didn't care what I see you do.